Repair or Replace Your AC, an honest guide for Birmingham and Huntsville homeowners. Your AC quits on the hottest afternoon of the year. A technician comes out, finds the problem, and hands you a repair quote. Now you're stuck on the question every Alabama homeowner eventually faces. Do I pay to fix this thing one more time, or am I just throwing good money into a unit that's on its way out? It's a stressful decision. And unfortunately, it's one where a homeowner can get steered the wrong way. Our job is to protect you from that, even when repair is the answer that earns us less today. Let's walk through how to make this call, just as we would for our own family. The 50% rule, the fastest gut check. The simplest, most reliable starting point is the 50% rule. It works like this. If a single repair costs more than half the price of a comparable new system, replacement is usually the smarter investment. The logic is straightforward. Sinking $4,000 into a tired 13-year-old unit doesn't reset its lifespan. You've spent a large chunk of replacement money and still own an old system that could fail again next summer. Note, while this is a great starting point, our technicians often use an age x repair cost formula internally. If that total is over $5,000, we find it almost always makes more sense to invest in a new system rather than holding on to an aging one. Age matters more in Alabama. A central air conditioner is generally built to last 10 to 15 years, but Alabama is anything but moderate. Here in Birmingham and Huntsville, our cooling season is brutal, long, and humid, often running 6 to 7 months a year. Remember, this timeline shortens further if routine maintenance, like our PERSIP protection plan, is skipped. What broke? Cheap fixes versus major repairs, usually worth repairing, failed capacitor, one of the most common and cheapest fixes. Worn contactor or relay, bad fan motor, clogged drain line or tripped float switch. Reasons to consider replacement: failed compressor, the heart of the system and one of the most expensive parts to replace. Leaking evaporator coil, major refrigerant leak, especially on older systems. The R22 refrigerant trap. If your AC was installed before roughly 2010, there is a strong chance it runs on R22, Freon. R22 has been phased out and is no longer produced, making it extremely expensive. If your system needs a refrigerant recharge, the economics almost always point toward replacement rather than pouring premium-priced refrigerant into a system near the end of its run. Still unsure? The honest truth is that every home is different. The most important step isn't reading a rule online. It's getting a straight, no-pressure diagnosis from a technician who will tell you the truth either way. Need an honest, thorough evaluation? Contact Perfect Service at 205-206-6091 or via our online contact form. We'll tell you what actually failed and whether fixing it is the smart move. That's what protecting your home is supposed to look like.